Oui, alors bonjour tout le monde. So good afternoon everyone. I'm Christine Ross. I'm the director of Media at McGill, the center which is actually organizing this event. And so I'm just going to say a few words about the center, but quickly I'll give the microphone to Theodora, who then is going to speak to you a bit about the event, and then introduce our first guest speaker, Peter Maas. So Media at McGill has existed for a few years, about 5 to 6 years at McGill. It's part of the Department of Art History and Communication Studies. And what it does basically is really focus on the study and the research on media in the large sense of the word, media studies, for the use of media, not only the news, but also media arts, media used in communication, even the use of media in science or whatever. And so for the next 5 years, we have an overall program, an umbrella theme, let's say, which is media and democracy. And so this is going to be our focus for the next 5 years. And so this year, we're focusing on questions of media, war, and conflict. And so the event here on photojournalism is part of that series, and in fact, it inaugurates it. And other events will be announced, so I please ask you to consult our website, Media at McGill. But just to give you a sense that in November, the 29th of November, we're going to have this an expert on technologies of war and the most kind of recent developments of war technologies, robotics, and whose name is Peter Singer, who's going to be coming to give what we call the Beaverbrook annual lecture. So I think that's it. I welcome all of you. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue, and I'm just going to then ask Theodora to talk to you about the event and then to introduce.
Thanks, Christine. So when we think of war and conflict, certain images come to mind. These might be of a Viet Cong soldier at the very moment he is executed with a bullet to the head, or a young girl running away from the cloud of Agent Orange she has fallen victim to when thinking of the decades-long Vietnam War. Recalling the Yugoslav wars of the 90s, these images might feature crowds of Kosovo Albanians lining up to cross the border into Macedonia, or of a field of human remains in Srebrenica. Photojournalism has been key in not just making the reality of war accessible to those of us who neither participate in nor fall victim to it. It has also played a fundamental role in the way we view and react to the prospect of conflict, and, at its most effective, has caused repercussions on a global and political scale. Although this still applies to wars and conflicts of the 21st century, the development and accessibility of digital technologies has introduced new elements and protagonists in the field of conflict reporting. Digital cameras, mobile telecommunication technologies like 3G, the internet, and social media mean that images can now be transmitted faster, more widely, and for longer periods of time than ever before, no longer depending on mainstream media for their dissemination. Aside from empowering the professional photojournalist, these technologies have given rise to what has come to be known as amateur or citizen photojournalism, images taken by what Peter Maas will soon be referring to in his talk as the perpetrators and participants of war. Some of the most infamous images of the Iraq War have been taken by such figures. These include the torture inflicted by U.S. soldiers at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, to the unedited mobile video footage of the execution of Saddam Hussein. This unintentional and unprecedented transparency into some of the most shocking acts of war and conflict was also apparent in the 2009 Iranian electoral protests and the 2011 Arab Spring, when images and video footage of protesters being brutally beaten or killed were taken and circulated by fellow demonstrators. This new approach to the representation of war and conflict has prompted some to herald amateur photojournalism as a democratic tool. Enhancing the coverage and consequently the public's understanding of an event by providing us with an eyewitness account of the story as it unfolds, and by allowing participants rather than traditional media outlets to dictate the media agenda. Mainstream newsrooms have been quick to embrace this developing subgroup of journalism, going so far as to create forums like CNN's iReport that invite anybody to, quote, share their story through photos, video, and mobile recordings. And yet, amateur photojournalism poses an ethical dilemma. To quote University of Copenhagen Associate Professor Matt Mortensen, this new media blurs the boundaries between those documenting conflict and those participating in it. The publish-first-validate-later approach adopted by newsrooms in their dissemination of citizen photojournalism also ignores the fact that the amateur or citizen photojournalist is not subject to the same standard of ethics as his or her professional counterpart, resulting in a decisive step away from the ideals of the photojournalist as an objective observer, to borrow again from Mortensen's. It is within this changing digital and media landscape that we ask, how has the representation, and accordingly, our perception of 21st century war and conflict been altered?